The Pope closed the Pauline year on Sunday evening with the celebration of Vespers for the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls here in Rome. "It has truly been a time of grace," Benedict said, recalling the numerous initiatives that put the Apostle of the Gentiles at the forefront of church life in the last year.
Dobbiamo diventare uomini nuovi, trasformati in un nuovo modo di esistenza.
His vibrant message, he continued, has revived everywhere in Christian communities a passion for Christ and the gospel.
Paolo ci dice, il mondo non può essere rinnovato senza uomini nuovi.
And as we close this Pauline year, Benedictine abbot Timothy Wright reflects on how St. Paul can help us comprehend the love of Christ so we may be filled with the fullness of God.
Sometimes in our lives, we can be trying to be faithful to God, but feel that the opposition is greater than we can cope with. That on the one hand, we want to affirm our belief in God, but on the other, so much can be discouraging. So we say, I find myself saying, if God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us. And behind that sentence is that great gift of love, which is God's generous giving of his son to help us out of our difficulties. And however many difficult things there are, the work that God undertook through Christ was to reconcile the world to himself. And the world not just 2,000 years ago, the world from that moment to this and from this moment to the very culmination of all things, reconciling the world to himself, going out to each one of the 6.5 billion people on our globe today and saying, God loves you. And I have God saying, I've sent my son to convince you of that love. And that is the big task that those of us who have found faith in Christ have as an obligation to tell others. And at the heart of this reconciliation is the ability not to take personally the trespasses, as they're called, or the sins, or the violence, or the negativity which is thrown against us by people. Because if we are going to be optimistic, we have to see ourselves, as Paul puts it, as ambassadors for Christ, because God is making his appeal through us. And therefore we say to people, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God became man in Christ in the fractured, violent world of 2,000 years ago. God became man in Christ in the fractured world in every one of those years since then, in a new way. And that the transformation, the hope that is given to people in that sinfulness is to see that God is on our side. And we can only do that if we, the ambassadors for Christ, who hold this faith with however much difficulty and however many reservations, but we hold this vision, but we have to be genuine. Paul writes, let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Now that, if taken literally, is reaching out to all sorts of people in our families, in our communities, in our countries. Reaching out to people and saying, I love you because you are the Christ for me, whether you know it or not. whether your religious faith is completely different or not, or whether you have no religious faith. I love you. I want to go out and show honour to you for who you are. And so we are called then to endure with other people, to persevere in prayer, to extend our hospitality to strangers, to live in harmony with one another, not to be haughty, but to associate with the lowly. In those words, there's a challenge to go out to everyone, to give them and share with them our faith in the Christ who comes to us where we're at, through love, through care, through welcoming strangers as if they were God. To build harmony, not division. Not to be arrogant and say we've got all the answers. Not to speak with violence against the other. Not to only talk to rich people, to employed people, to people who've done well, but with all the lowly people, the travellers, the immigrants, the people without houses, the sick, the elderly. All those whose love we need and who need our love. And by doing that, what actually happens is we become to a much bigger appreciation of the greatness of God. Because we see not just wounded humanity in the other, we see Christ. And we see Christ as a source of the goodness and the love and the unity which I share with these people. And we can say with Paul, "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will." And there we have that beautiful acceptance that we are gifted and the other is gifted. And it's our vocation to build the link. And as we go forward, we need the strength to keep to that vocation. So I pray with St. Paul, "According to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love." In other words, as we go out to reach to the other, to build hope, to extend love, to offer a vision, we're doing it because Christ becomes more alive in our hearts when we give rather than when we have, when we serve another rather than we sit back and reflect. And so Paul says, "I pray that you may have the power to comprehend what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." And that is not just a personal gift. That is the gift of recognizing that each of us is orientated to that journey of understanding. The breadth and the length, the height and the depth, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that all of us may be filled with the fullness of God.